too. How y'all doing tonight? Thanks for coming out and listening to us. Last set, I forgot to talk the whole time. So that I almost forgot what was even supposed to be happening here. So I'll try to get it together tonight for the second show. Welcome to Yoshi's. It's such a pleasure for us to be here. We feel very lucky to be among the first bunch of guys to get to play in this incredible new place. So often now we hear about jazz clubs that are closing in different places, so it's absolutely thrilling to hear about one that's opening. And I said this on one of the other sets. Really, the reason that that's happening is because of you guys. And by you guys, I mean the audiences here in the Bay Area, which really kind of stand apart from pretty much anywhere else except for maybe New York, in the sense that you all really support the music. And from all of us, we appreciate it. It's a real testament to you guys that there are two fantastic clubs like the two Yoshis that are here and that give us the chance to come and play for y'all. So welcome to the concert tonight. We've been kind of playing a bunch of stuff, but before we do that, how about let's hear it for two of the great musicians on the planet right now. On the bass, Christian McBride. And on the drums, Antonio Sanchez. Well, the concert began with a couple solo guitar things. The first tune was kind of an improvisation that led into a piece that comes from the record, One Quiet Night. And that whole record was done on that particular guitar, which is a baritone guitar. And that song was Song for the Boys. Then there was a tune on the nylon string guitar, which is actually a piece that I've probably learned about the first week that I had a guitar, and I've been fascinated by it ever since, by the great Antonio Carlos Jobim. How insensitive. Then came the guitar with all the extra strings on it, which was, actually there was something a little wrong with that tonight. We're gonna have to figure out what was going on there. It usually sounds a little different than that, but anyway, that was kind of what it was in tonight. And that one was called The Sound of Water. Then Christian Antonio came out. We did our first trio tune, which was So May It Secretly Begin, comes from the record Still Alive Talking. And the three of us have been playing together pretty regularly for the last few years, and we've played all over the world. We've done, I don't know, probably must be hundreds of gigs together at this point, but we're just now getting around to releasing our first album together as a trio, and it just came out a couple weeks ago. And the tune that we did second in our trio bunch of tunes is the title tune of the record called Day Trip. Then we did one that we rehearsed this afternoon. We hadn't really done that before. It comes from a record from a really long time ago, Bright Size Life. The tune is called Unity Village. We actually have a gig coming up in Unity Village in a week or two. So I figured we should probably learn the tune Unity Village, since we're definitely going to be playing it that night. So that was that one. Then we did a tune that has a little bit of a Bay Area reference. I'm sure you guys are all fans of the great Calvin Keyes, right? Your guitar player, who was originally from the Midwest, like I am. He kind of preceded me by a few years around Kansas City. And I always heard about Calvin and had never met him before. And we finally met recently, and we'd already recorded that tune, and I needed a title for it. And Calvin's such a beautiful cat. I mean, besides everything else, he's just such a fantastic spirit. We dedicate that tune to him called Calvin's Keys. And then the one that we just finished again has a little bit of a Bay Area reference, which is one of the most important associates that I've had the honor of being on the bandstand with was fantastic saxophonist Dewey Redman. And that was a tune that he and I played many years ago here together at the old Keystone Corner, and many people remember that place. And that was a tune that I had written for Dewey called The Bat. We're going to go on now with another one that comes from the record. This one is called When We Were Free. Thanks for coming.